I have wanted to start a second show for a while because I started off true crime. I know true crime. I know the psych stuff. But I don't want to do murdery. I feel like that's been overdone. And I feel like it's very hard to handle that in a way that is not tragedy porn. And I don't want tragedy porn. There's enough tragedy porn in the world.
No, I agree.
Casting around for what else do I understand is I understand the use of the internet and I understand crime that way. So I don't want to do exactly white collar crime because that's also been done really well. But the use of the internet as a weapon.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, inevitably with internet crime or crimes that at least start via the internet, there might be some of it that I could see in some cases. But yeah, I agree. Focusing more on the tech side of things, that this crime wouldn't have happened without the internet, makes way more sense to me.
Exactly. The idea of where the internet, the cyber world, interacts with the life world.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, for instance, one of my favorite cases that goes down that road does involve murder, and that's down the road yet. Like, I want to make sure that we have our ducks in a row, I guess. Do you have any ducks?
I have several ducks, but they are all running around the body shed.
That's right. I forgot you have one of those. I totally don't.
Yeah, I don't have a murder basement.
I have both. It's like a assembly line here. You know, I have the murder basement and then the body shed, and it all works.
And the conveyors make it way more convenient when you can just prop them up. You don't have to carry them. Keeps your efficiency up.
I had forgotten about that completely, but yes, it's a thing. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about any of the sex workers in my basement right now at all. They're all alive. Every sex worker in my basement is alive right now.
That just means that she checked on them recently.
Or there's none.
Fair. Yeah.
You know, that's a possibility. So we'll work with it as we got it. Anyway, not murdery in a not murdery world. I feel like that's something that there's a certain degree of irony that we all need the internet in order to deal with podcasts, to listen to them. But we don't talk about the use of the internet very much at all, really.
No, it's become part of our everyday lives that we just kind of take it for granted.
Yeah. So, I mean, so the types of cases that I'm thinking about, like from my end, it are the creepiest stuff. And what I was stuck on for a while is what would I do? What do I do well? First of all, is I talk to people, right? And so I got to have a co-host. And so what do I know that other people don't know? Is I know psych stuff and I know crime. Like I know the justice system reasonably well. What do I not know is the tech side. And you're my tech guy.
Apparently, you're the one who calls me the tech guy, and mainly it's, hey, I did this thing, can you fix it, which is kind of my MO.
Derek, I did a thing, can you fix it? Exactly. And I don't expect you to know, like, trivia about the internet, or, you know, I'm going to hit you with, like, what do you know about this? And if the answer is, I don't know, fair. Like, there's a lot about the justice system that I don't know. You know, what are the rules in Missouri about stalking? Like, I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. So that's fine.
But with being the tech guy, at least if we were to look it up, I'm fairly certain I could interpret it. So there is that.
There's that completely. And you also have an understanding more deeply of like how things look from a tech point of view, like what somebody could have done better.
Without turning it into a, here's how to get away with it, yeah.
Well.
Hey, jackasses, if you're going to stalk this person, do it this way.
Do it this way. Well, there's that. You know, and that's something I also want to be careful about, too, because when I talk about, here are the things that you could do to get away with stalking somebody, you know, like, so I look at my kids, and they'll do stuff, and they'll do stupid shit, and I'll be like, if you had just, so, okay, here's my current favorite example, and there's always going to be examples, but a rule, hard and fast rule for the kids under 18 in my house is that you cannot have your phone in your bedroom because their bedrooms are up on the second floor. And so your phone stays on the first floor, and that way you're limited in the amount of porn you can search, You know,
you're gonna find that shit in the woods like we did when we were kids. Come on.
I did not. I just went through my grandfather's stuff in the attic. I mean, anyway. So Jacob had his phone downstairs, and my husband reminded him, plug in your phone. Jacob's like, okay, plugs in his phone, goes upstairs. And then like 20 minutes later, there's a knock on our bedroom door. And Jacob's like, I just wanted to say goodnight. And he doesn't do this. Like, it's not like it's a thing in our family. Like, he doesn't do it. And so Willem's like, looks like I'm going to go downstairs to get my water instead of upstairs tonight, you know? And he goes downstairs, and what do you know? The phone's not downstairs.
Yeah.
And it's like, just do a better job. You know? Just, and I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to give people pointers on, like, here's how you could have gotten away with this better.
Yeah, it's like you're not going to tell your son, hey, by the way, don't knock next time. Sneak it. Be quiet.
If you're going to sneak shit, get away with it better. Like, Emily used to sneak food, and she'd leave the wrappers in her room. And I'm like, if you just threw the wrappers out, we wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of deal. Like, so, I mean, low level, I'll give stuff away, but I don't want to, like, here's how to.
Yeah, more focusing on the, this stood out to us while talking about the case, like, really? You didn't notice this?
Right. And so, I mean, like, I can see doing more structured than I usually do. I have to do more structured than I usually do in order to have, you know, bullet points on when things happened or what happened in what order. And you're going to have to read cases, too, so that you have some sense of what's coming.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just throw stuff at your wall and see what hits. You know, I want to have you give you time to think about it. But that being said, I want a certain degree of, oh, shit. Yeah, this occurs to me now that I look at this from the outside. Like, I don't want, let me word it differently, is I don't want you to research the same cases I research.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm pretty sure we're going to vary on our cases anyway, just because of the true crime stuff that you know versus the more tech-heavy stories that I know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, I'm thinking, like, twice a month. I don't want to go, I don't want to create a heavy extra load on this. It's also really important to me that this doesn't feel like episodes of either of our shows. I don't want it to feel like Ignorance is Bliss. I don't want it to feel like Sometimes Geek.
Well, in fairness, Sometimes Geek's not around anymore, so it won't feel like that. And I'm fairly certain it's not going to feel like Rolling Misadventures.
Yeah, okay, well, now that just feels like a dare.
If you just start rolling dice in the middle of reading a case so you figure out which statistic to read, then we might have a problem. Otherwise, I think we'll be all right.
Probably. I don't think I have any within reach. So I doubt that. I totally do, because my computer is sitting on top of a Trivial Pursuit board.
There you go.
So I could. And so let me back up a little bit. So I'd been thinking about, I want to do a second show. I don't want it to sound like Ignorance is Bliss. I want it to be more crime, but not murder. And that's kind of where I got stuck for a while, because this was months ago that I was thinking about this.
Yeah, I know that we've been talking about it for at least 3 months.
I, you know, 2019 has, it's a blur for me, but a while. You know, for a long time, it was just a case of like, I want to do this thing, but I don't really know what I want to do or how. And I kind of had this epiphany that we're talking about right now. Like, I'll choose a case that's a little more psych heavy that you can bring some insights about the tech side of things. You bring cases that are more tech heavy, and I can point out the psychological fuckery and that. And then, you know, it really boils down to the reason that I really wanted to start the show kind of is similar to how I ultimately decided to start Ignorance is Bliss. Totally your fault is that you had the idea for the title.
All right, yeah, I'll own that one.
You know, as you were like, oh.
In fairness, it was from a comment that you made.
Well, you shared, but I didn't even think about it. You're like, let's call it Life World. And I'm like, damn it. Because there it is. Like, there it is. So, because that's what it is that, and I don't remember the quote now, but we had this from, the stalking episode, I think, about taking things from online into the life world, which is not the same as real world, because more and more the internet is the real world for people, and that's what this is. I did put together this first case. Let's see where it goes. You ready?
I think I'm as ready as I will be.
Okay.